Welcome back, everybody, to day 31 of 40 Days in the Word. Now, today, we're going to look at Matthew 4, verse 4. So grab a Bible and turn to Matthew 4, verse 4. Now, I've asked Kenny Luck, the outstanding pastor of men's ministries here at Saddleback Church, founder of Everyman Ministries. He's authored 17 books, Soar, Dream, Risk, Every Man, God's Man, a bunch of others. You're going to love hearing Kenny Luck today as we look at Matthew 4, verse 4.
Hi, Pastor Kenny Luck here for today's 40 Days in the Word devotional. If you have a Bible, you might want to turn to Matthew chapter 4. I'll be referencing that. But let's start by just putting a scenario on the table. Have you ever been in situations where something's on the line, either in your relationship with God or your relationships with people? You're sort of at a moral and spiritual crossroads, and you know what to do, but then there's a competing voice that encourages you to compromise in that commitment of yours to God. It encourages you to sort of fudge a little bit, maybe, on your faith, or maybe just move you to dilute, you know, your dedication. Don't be so dedicated to God. Why do you have to be so dedicated? Well, in Matthew 4, we see this exact dynamic going on with Jesus and who I'm going to call the great suggester. And that's Satan himself. And the biggest stakeholder in our decisions of whether or not we're going to stay committed to God under pressure or whether we're going to compromise under pressure is the great suggester or Satan. And we see this exact situation come up with Jesus. And we see, like with us, Satan offers these suggestions and they're targeted. They're timed perfectly. And they test Jesus's ability to combat compromises. And that's what Satan does with us. He targets his suggestions, he times them right at the right moment, and they test our ability to compromise under pressure. And so in Matthew 4, 1 through 10, we see this particular dance, and it follows kind of a rhythm. There's a suggestion, there's a consideration by Jesus, meaning it just goes into his mind, he receives it, and then he formulates a response internally, and then what we see in the text is a communication in response to the suggestion. Now, in Matthew 4, it happens three times. And all three times, Jesus successfully defeats the suggestion and the temptation. But how? Well, in our text, all you have to look at is verses 4, verse 7, and verse 10. For the key to defeating the great suggester or any competing voice that challenges you to compromise your faith. And in each of those verses, you see three words repeated. It is written. Now, what is Jesus doing? He's referring to the scripture. The suggestion comes, he considers it, he formulates a response, and out it comes, it is written, like bullets in the magazine of a machine gun. What we see is that scripture was loaded in Jesus' heart. Scripture was ready to fire and lay down suppression fire on this suggestion. And Jesus, each time, put Satan down, to use a military term, and his suggestions. And so when we look at Matthew 4 and we see the temptation of Jesus, we see a principle that we're emphasizing in 40 days in the Word, and that is we are memorizing Scripture. But are we memorizing it just to become more knowledgeable and to be able to quote a Scripture verse? Well, that may be part of it, but a huge part of it is spiritual battle. You see, the lesson is this with Jesus. The Scripture has to be in you to come out of you. And that's part of the benefit of what we're doing in 40 Days in the Word, is that you're memorizing Scripture, not just to be more knowledgeable, but to do battle. And in Matthew 4, we see Jesus showing us exactly how to defeat the great suggester at the crossroads of compromise. Now, the Bible says the Word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it pierces, the Bible teaches. That's Hebrews 4:12. You might want to write that down as sort of a parallel passage to Matthew 4. But the picture of the writer of Hebrews in terms of the Word of God being living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword is the writer is contrasting the way Roman soldiers use their swords versus other kinds of soldiers. Roman soldiers were taught to pierce with their training, because they knew that if they could just get a couple inches into your skin or behind the armor, they could deal a fatal blow. Now, the author compares a penetrating blow with a two-edged sword, or soldiers that use the edge of the sword. And when you use the edge of the sword, you only graze. There's bones that are protecting major organs. There's armor. But when you thrust, you get the result. And so what we see with Jesus is we see Jesus showing us how to do Hebrews 4:12. He says, it is written. And the picture I get in my mind, I picture it, is he is thrusting his sword, not grazing. He's thrusting his sword, the Word of God, which is what the Bible calls the Scripture. Calls it the sword of the Spirit. He thrusts the sword of the Spirit right into the heart of compromise, and right into the heart of the great suggester who is trying to get you to compromise on your commitment to Jesus Christ. And so you have to have the Scripture in you in order for it to come out of you. Jesus models that. So what is our lesson in Matthew 4? Be an it is written Christian. And in being an it is written Christian, you are like Christ. And like Christ, if you're an it is written Christian, a person who has an answer for the suggestion out of the Scripture, you will win your personal battles over Satan, over your own impulses, and over the world, but we have to verbalize it. I'll end with this. In Psalm 37, verse 30 and 31, and it says this, it says, the righteous person utters wisdom, the law of God is in their heart, and his feet do not slip. What a great picture of Jesus battling the great suggester. And so in 40 Days in the Word, make sure you memorize those Scriptures, but as you do it, just remember, it's not just for more information. It's so that you can thrust the sword of the Spirit into the heart of compromise.